Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, your team has been so darn good on the road this year, not as much at home. Aside from the obvious of sleeping in your own bed and you don't have to get on a bus or a plane, what are some of the biggest challenges of being on the road as opposed to being at home?
Well, I mean, the challenges are you're obviously going into environments that aren't, you know, aren't fun sometimes. Whether the environment's fan, you know, it's a fan base, whether it's, you know, nuances of a rink. And always when you're on the road, we were talking about this as a staff, there's always things that, again, you know, expect the unexpected, Schultz, and you know what I'm talking about. And there's just things that aren't going to be smooth all the time. And you got to deal with a lot of those types of things.
Every game this year has been so tight down the stretch. At what point did you think you had the game won last Saturday?
Oh, gosh. I never thought we had the game won. I mean, once they popped the third goal and game on again. I mean, we have a two-goal lead, and it's nice playing with a two-goal cushion, don't get me wrong, because you know that if they get one, you still have life. But you also know it's just a matter of time before there's going to be desperation in their game. They're going to get scoring chances. Things are going to get dicey. It just happens that way all the time. No, their defenseman pounded that goal. I mean, and it went 4-3, and what was it, like 4.5 minutes to go? And it was like, oh, boy, and it's going to be interesting, and it was.
I've had a lot of people ask if I was bringing golf clubs on this trip. Has it been difficult getting that business trip mentality into the minds of your guys?
I don't know. You address it a lot with the team, and, you know, it's up to them how they obviously take it. You say it's a business trip. It's a privilege and a right to be, you know, privilege, not a right to be here. Enjoy yourself, and you know, you'll see your family. But again, at the end of the day, we have business. I mean, those are the things that you convey to your team. But again, it's that competitive maturity that they have to make sure that they realize too that it is a business trip.
When an NCAA bid at the end of the year can come down to winning or losing a non-conference game in November, these two games are just as important as last weekend, aren't they?
100%, and it's really important for Arizona State. I mean, really important for them. I mean, if they want to get an NCAA bid, you know, a couple, 2.5 months from now, 3 months from now, this series, it could go down, you know what, this series, it could go down to, you know, whether they get a bid or not. So, I mean, it's important for us, but it's really important for them.
A lot of Beaver fans on this trip. You've always liked to have a, quote, destination trip every 4 or 5 years or so. Why is that so important?
I think it's great for the players. I think everything's about the players, and I think we want to try to create an experience for our players that when they leave here, they look back at certain experiences and they say, how awesome was that? And I think whether it was Princeton a few years back or whether it's Arizona State right now, yeah, it is kind of fun every now and then.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. ASU was really darn good at home, Tom. What makes them so good in this building?
Well, I just think the building. I mean, its building is hard. I mean, you saw it, Schultz. There's low ceilings. It's a tough environment. I think you're coming in the sun. I think psychologically, too, that might affect your psyche a little bit. I think it's no different than the National Hockey League when teams go into Vegas. It's a very tough environment. There's good weather. You got crazy fans at home rooting you on. And I just think, again, this rink is very unique, and they know this rink, and the teams who are coming in don't.
Their power play number is just mind-boggling. What do they do so well?
Well, the one unit, they really shoot the puck well. They got a couple guys who are on the flanker that can really shoot, and they've got some talented defensemen, and they got a talented team. So, we got to be a little we got to be cognizant of that. We got to be good up ice. This rink is 4 feet wider too, and that obviously, you know, can play into it as well as far as their possession on the power play.
In your mind, where does ASU